Limit 2. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
Coming up on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM, we preview the NCAA Wrestling Championships. Mark Ironside will join us live from Pittsburgh and talk about the championships, which get started tomorrow. We will take a look at Iowa and Iowa State's first-round opponents one more time, take a look back at last night, have our Final Four picks, and more. It is Gym Class coming up for a Wednesday here on KGYM. It is a Gym Class on a Wednesday here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 FM, the North Gym, 106.3 FM, the South Gym. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. Kyle Mann, our producer here today, once again on the other side of the glass. Great show coming up. Mark Ironside will join us from Pennsylvania here in just a little bit. And we'll talk about some NCAA basketball from last night. First Four, Part 2, coming up tonight at 5:30, all three frequencies. Right here on KGYM. Again, a reminder to get your brackets filled out as far as KGYM Bracket Challenge with Imon Communications is concerned. You could win $500 courtesy of Imon Communications. All you need to do is go to KGYMradio.com. Follow the link to join up with our KGYM Bracket Challenge 19 group. Use the password MADNESS. That's all caps, ladies and gentlemen. And good luck to you out there. Also, join in as far as the KGAN Bracket Challenge is concerned. They've got some terrific prizes as well. Hey, if you have the Bracket of Integrity, like we talked about yesterday, you do well. You have a chance to take up and win a lot of prizes in all these things, no matter what you sign up for. Right, Mark? That's the way it goes.
Plus, it's just fun competing against the guys over there at Channel 2 and among ourselves and I never have great expectations.
I used to. I don't anymore.
Yeah. It's a tough thing to do.
It is. But America's team, the Belmont Bruins, how many people have them moving on now, huh? We'll see if they beat Maryland coming up on Thursday. By the way, wall-to-wall coverage of the NCAA basketball tournament continues tomorrow morning starting at 10 o'clock on all three of our frequencies. Also, by the way, we have a link at KGYMradio.com to go to our Westwood One, the Westwood One sports site where you, if needed, we are not allowed to stream the NCAA basketball tournament on our stream, but they are allowed to. So if you need to hear it that way, please do. We'd love to have you listen to one of our three frequencies, though, and help us out that way here. So, bracket challenges. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. They're going to be watching some NCAA tournament action, I would imagine. Locally owned and operated, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, Northeast in Cedar Rapids, the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program right here on KGYM. Final pair, two pair of four packs of tickets to the Colonel's home opener coming up on April the 4th. We will give those away on the program today as well. Were you up at 3:30? Or if a Major League Baseball game is played in the forest and no one hears the tree fall in the forest, does that mean an MLB game was played? I tongue-in-cheek say that.
Well, it was. Seattle beat Oakland 9-7. I'll tell you what, Scott, if it was 4:30 in the morning and the Twins were playing, I wouldn't watch. Live, anyway.
Not unless it was a World Series game. And they aren't going to be played at 4:30. I would imagine. But we did have a Major League Baseball game last night, and I believe the Mariners did win 9-7, correct?
That is correct, and another one today.
And another one today.
Actually, in about 13 hours our time.
Somewhat. Somewhere in there like that. So the Mariners are off to a 1-0 start on the season. A's, conversely, are 0-1 out there. We're going to talk with Mark Ironside in just a little bit about the NCAA Wrestling Championships. He is out at Pittsburgh getting ready for the kickoff of that coming up tomorrow morning, bright and early. So we'll talk with him about that coming up in a little bit. Last night, First Four got underway. NCAA tournament. You enjoyed it here on KGYM Radio. Belmont beat Fran Dunphy and Temple last night. Fran Dunphy's career came to a close. He announced his retirement during the season anyway. He is not going to be the coach at Temple anymore. Marinelli of St. Joe's came out with a statement today. So two Philadelphia icons in the world of college basketball will not be back next year. Phil Marinelli. I believe Marinelli, right? Phil Marinelli?
Sounds right.
Yeah. Anyway, the coach at St. Joe's, the Hawks, with the mascot that has the hawk, obviously, that never stops flapping his arms throughout the game. That is a no-no as far as St. Joe's is concerned. Did you know that?
I did not.
That is a trivia bit for you today. College trivia bit for you out there. But at any rate, Belmont got the victory over Temple last night. Also, it was Fairleigh Dickinson coming from behind to knock off Prairie View A&M. My question to you, Mark, is I looked at the NCAA website. Said two more teams will try to enter the field of 64 tonight.
Yeah, this is a debate we have every year, whether if you're playing in the Dayton games, are you actually in the tournament?
Belmont allegedly, now according to the folks on television last night and on the radio, got their first victory ever in NCAA tournament play. But according to the NCAA.com website, they are playing to get into the field of 64. So consequently then, Mark, isn't that not considered a win in the NCAA tournament?
If I'm on that team, yes, I'll consider it.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Go.
Yeah. These are silly games anyway, aren't they?
I've come to kind of embrace them over the years. I enjoyed Belmont Temple last night. I thought it was a pretty good basketball game.
I like the Fairleigh Dickinson game, too, against Prairie View.
That's right.
But it doesn't mean they're...
North Dakota State's playing tonight. The Bison. Not Bison, everybody. Bison. It's Bison. Don't make the people of Fargo upset with the national folks around the country.
And they play North Carolina Central.
It was in their third straight year of playing in Dayton.
Mr. Nickname, do you know the nickname?
I do not. I don't know North Carolina Central's.
Very disappointed in you.
I know. I'm sorry I let you down. Sorry I let you down.
Be the Eagles.
The Eagles. Well, they should. I think they can vote in Ohio. The coaching staff, anyway.
North Carolina Central, North Dakota State, and then Arizona State and St. John's.
Which is going to be a good ball game. Yeah. It's going to be a good ball game. And that is Mullen versus Hurley, right? Bringing back some old memories back when college basketball was it. Even thought of a little bit more than the NBA back in the time of Chris Mullen back in the 80s when he played for St. John's. When they were the Redmen back then.
Two college all-timers.
Absolutely.
Really.
Absolutely. 319-366-1600 coming up at 12 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. We're going to give our final four picks here in just a little bit. We will do that. And we'll have a Bowling Night in America preview as well coming up for you this evening. It's probably a good thing, perhaps, that we will not have a show tomorrow or Friday, because we don't want to give out bad news as far as Bowling Night in America is concerned.
True. That's true.
Which could, more on that coming up a little bit later on. We're going to talk to Mark, as we mentioned, in Pittsburgh coming up here in just a little bit. Are you happy with your bracket? Any last-minute changes?
You know, I promised myself I'd do it last night, and I did.
Okay.
And I only made one change from my initial thoughts.
Okay. Is that early or late in the proceedings?
It's early, second round. I had Auburn facing Kansas, and I originally had Kansas. Trying to figure out whether Bruce Pearl's team at Auburn caught lightning in a bottle against Tennessee or whether it's a really good team. I don't trust Kansas.
I don't either.
So, therefore, I took Auburn in that game anyway.
All right. Very good. I did, too. Not trying to influence anyone out there. Not trying to influence anyone out there. By the way, coming up on Friday, a reminder, we're going to be at the Leaderboard down in North Liberty. Looking forward to that. Going to be a lot of fun. Alex, Kyle, and myself will be down there for the viewing party. We're going to be there from 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock. It's at the corner of Highway 965 and West Penn down in North Liberty. They've got five PGA-endorsed golf simulators. Mark, I'm going to get some nice swings in before a little vacay.
All right.
And get some real swings coming in. 20 televisions. They've got mini golf, skee ball, darts, pool, pinball, and classic arcade games. So that will be all available for you at the new Leaderboard in North Liberty coming up on Friday. We'll be there with a watch party from 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock. That's basketball. We're going to talk some wrestling when we come back. Perhaps we should have done wrestling brackets. There are many of those out there.
Yes.
NCAA individual wrestling championship brackets. Don't ask me how they divvy up the pay. If you win one, you win that one. If you get no, I don't know. I don't know how they do
Maybe
it.
Maybe Mark can tell us because he's involved in it.
Yeah,
and
we'll ask.
By the way, a couple weight classes had to be redrawn because of injuries. So Spencer Lee at 125 and Sam Stoll have different opponents than they thought they did going in. We'll talk to Mark about that.
Yep, we'll talk with him about that. And how it's going to go for Iowa State and UNI. By the way, National Wrestling Coaches Association named Kevin Dresser their coach of the year today.
Impressive.
Very impressive for the new Iowa State coach. We'll take a break, come back. We'll talk with Mark live from Pittsburgh about the NCAA Wrestling Championships when we come back here on KGYM.
We were naive about all things money.
And we maybe put money into places and paid things that we thought were the most important thing, but maybe necessarily big picture weren't always the biggest and best thing to do.
We were just so tired of renting, and you know, we rented at several places. We felt like it was time, we needed help. And so we talked to Joe at DuPaco. That opened the door to us doing a money makeover. It put everything in black and white right before us. We were getting close. We knew we had the right amount of income. We knew that our credit scores had skyrocketed. We just need to find that right home.
Did the application through DuPaco. Joe was able to get us pre-approved, I think, as we were sitting in her office.
We came into the house for the first time. It was awesome. We're so thankful that we had the tools that DuPaco gave us.
Learn the whole story at DuPaco.com/impactful. Equal housing opportunity.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Alexis, I've reviewed your resume online, and I think you're very professional, punctual, a fantastic listener, and I believe you'd be a great fit at our company.
Dave, we've talked about this. I will not be your employee. I'm your therapist.
Is this reverse psychology?
No, Dave.
Does that mean yes?
We're out of time, Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Spring is a time for new beginnings and new ways to get smart rock and roll. Smart FM's got you covered with your favorite tunes spanning decades. Lacing up your running shoes? Tune to Smart FM. Getting ready to grill on the deck? Season your steak with Smart FM. Shining up those golf clubs in the garage. Keep your radio locked on Smart FM. Eastern Iowa's home for Smart Rock. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa. Back with you on the gym class here for a Wednesday on KGYM. The basketball tournament continues with the first four from Dayton. Night number two, that will be at 5:30. That will be on all three of our frequencies, and then we get into it tomorrow morning starting at 10 o'clock. They also get into it tomorrow morning up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, PPG Arena, the home of the Penguins up there, but it's wrestling this weekend. And to talk about that, courtesy of Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. I know Kurt's got a bracket. He filled out a bracket.
Oh, absolutely.
He filled out a bracket. And that Mark Ironside joining us from beautiful Pittsburgh. How's everything in western Pennsylvania, Mark?
Really nice today, guys. It's beautiful out. It's we walked out of the arena from the workout today. We went over, Steven and I set up all of our radio equipment, and hung out with the guys and talked to lots of people. You know, every year you come to Nationals, you haven't seen forever. You just run into and stuff like that. But when we walked out of that arena, me and my wife, felt like it was about 80 degrees out, even though it was only probably about 50, 55.
How is that arena, Mark?
It's really nice. I didn't think that it was going to be this big. I thought, you know, like 16,000 people or something like that. They said all the holes, but being alive, it looks like just as big as St. Louis, if not bigger. The only bad thing is it's not as wide, and so the seats go basically straight up. And about 5-6 years ago, they took all the radio broadcasters and newspaper people and stuff like that, and they started putting them up higher. Like, they used to be on the floor to be able, and they took them off so it creates more room on the floor for the mats, because they made the mats bigger. They increased the size of the mats, which is a great thing, but kicked a lot of people off the floor. And I'm all the way to the very, 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 very tippy top, so it's a good thing that I brought my binos with me. My eyes are going to be strained 3 days in a row looking through them things for 3 days. But I won't have a problem seeing any of the mats, though.
No, you're going to see them all.
Because sometimes you're down on the floor, you couldn't tell. Like, if you were on one end of that head table, you couldn't see, like, say, mat one or mat two or something. Now you don't have that problem. You just can't read the class because you're so high up.
Well, let's get into it. First of all, they had to redraw two of the weight classes because of injuries and defaults. One of those, well, right on the bookends, 125 and then a heavyweight. So Spencer Lee and Sam Stoll have new people to wrestle. And interestingly enough, Spencer Lee is going to get Bryce West in the first round, who wrestled at Solon, correct?
Solon, yeah. Highland at first, and then they transferred to Solon. And won a state title there, him and his brother, and then also for the town of Solon, won a team title that year as well, too. So that was great for Blake Williams to get them guys to come in there. And their sister originally transferred there to start with for softball, but they followed suit. So, yeah, small world. Now he's made it to the big time, Bryce West has, and the poor guy had to wrestle Spencer Lee right out of the gate. So, but Spencer Lee looked good today. He was actually wrestling and rolling around and sparring with Terry Brand today, and it was kind of fun to watch them. And at one point in time, Spencer had Terry up in the air, and and I was sitting in the chair kind of watching right there, and he gave me the thumbs up, kind of the Austin the Senna thumbs up. and Terry did not appreciate that at all.
Now, Sam Stoll gets Mason Paris from Michigan. What's the history of that matchup, do you know?
Well, there is no history there because Paris is a freshman out of a very highly touted freshman out of Michigan. They've never wrestled before. You know, it's going to be interesting. Sam Stoll, you know, we were sitting there watching. We were talking a lot about the preparation for the guy from Lehigh that he's going to be wrestling, and basically had it all planned out and the body style they've been practicing. You know, since his practice came out, you know, late last Friday or whatever, they've been practicing the whole entire time to wrestle a certain person. And then all of a sudden, here just this afternoon, that changes, and now things are all, you know, haywire. So there's really going to be no preparation going in, no training, no, not as much film watching. They'll watch some film, but we didn't wrestle Michigan this year. But it'll be awful interesting. Paris is, you know, he's young. He's extremely athletic. He moves a lot. It's going to make it a little bit more difficult, I think, for Stoll to wrestle him than the guy from Lockheed that we originally had. But the other thing is, though, is he's not as physical or as strong. And so I think that will help Sam Stoll out a little bit. The other thing is Paris being a freshman, never been at this level before, sometimes coming in to your first national tournament, that first match is pretty tough, especially when you have to draw someone of the magnitude of Sam Stoll right out of the gate.
Since we haven't talked to you since the seeds came out, first of all, they did it differently this year. They're seeding 1 through 33, so everybody's got a number next to them. Did you like that? Did you like the Iowa seeds? Did the coaching staff like the seeds? Was there one or two guys that they thought were underseeded, or how do they think?
Well, I think that, as far as going to all 33 seeds, seeding all 33 guys, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it really, really matters a whole lot. You know, I mean, once you get past, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, depending on the weight class and how deep it is, it doesn't really matter. So, But as far as, you know, everybody getting a good seat or the seat that they wanted to get, you know, I think that Iowa got, you know, basically what they deserve and what they should get. The only one is that's, you know, just got to go through a war of a bracket is Alex Marinelli at 165. That one there's going to, I mean, if there's anybody that can do it, though, it's a guy like Alex Marinelli. I mean, his mentality is perfect. I got Bobby Tillman just coming into my room.
Tell Bobby we're on the air.
I'm on a live television or live radio show here. Hey, did you see what's on the TV?
Mark's having a conversation with Bobby Telford right now.
Outlaw Josie Wales.
Watching the Outlaw Josie Wales and talking with us here from
only
Pittsburgh.
Here on KGYM.
Tell Telford to be nice.
Hey Mark, I know you've scoped out the team race. How do you think Iowa fits in?
I think that it's going to be interesting. I mean, honestly, it's hard to tell. You know, if we go out and we wrestle the first round here like we did the Big Tens, well, then obviously, you know, things aren't going to go very well for us, and we're going to, you know, probably end up in the fourth or fifth range as a team, maybe even sixth if we don't wrestle that well. But if we come out and we wrestle like we did last year, and we, you know, we get some bonus points early like we're capable of, I think things could go well, and we could finish this, you know, as high as second right now. And not to, you know, throw the towel in or nothing, but Penn State, they're pretty much kind of in a whole another level in a league of their own, and everybody's chasing them. But that second through 15 race is going to be crazy fun to watch between Oklahoma State, Ohio State, Iowa. I mean, it's going to be very, very, very interesting. And there's some other teams that can sneak in there as well, too. You know, Michigan got a Michigan, if he comes into play there, and Minnesota had a really good Big Tens, and there's Missouri is a good team that you can't forget them, and so there's just the team race is going to be crazy good from second through really fifth, maybe even on to sixth or seventh. You're going to see a lot of interchange in there throughout the week, but I think Penn State is pretty much going to walk away with it again, at least for this year, until we get into Minneapolis next year.
What about Penn State? I would imagine there's a lot of Nittany blue and white right now in Pittsburgh, right?
You know, I haven't seen a whole lot of it yet, but yeah, I'm sure you're going to see a lot of it. There's no doubt. They really cut back on the amount of tickets that they sold per school this year, and I don't know how they really went and distributed them like elsewhere. But it was extremely, extremely hard ticket to get. I know people really, really paying a lot of ridiculous, in my opinion, amount of money for the tickets, especially with it being, you know, live on ESPN pretty much every single round, depending on what, if you have, you know, ESPNU, ESPN3, and regular ESPN or whatever. But yeah, there's no doubt there'll be a lot of Penn State fans here, and I'm sure they're going to be cheering loud. And the biggest thing is, though, it's no matter what team you're from, you're only allowed a certain amount of tickets. So, you know, everybody's going to kind of be spread out. There's not going to be one side that is just, you know, it's not going to be all just Penn State on like basically half the arena. I'm not worried about that.
Right. Well, there's going to be a lot of Ohio State people there, too, because Columbus isn't very far away from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Columbus isn't very far away from here at all. You know, I seen Tom Ryan today. I know that he's excited, and it's just an exciting time. You know, you just see there's so many people. Every time you come here and you see this tournament, and like today when you're over there and you're on the floor and you're seeing all the familiar faces from TV people, the media people. Had a really good talk today with Tim Johnson, you know, who's from Illinois but used to do iPilot television. Had a good talk to him. Seeing, obviously, a good old KJ Pilcher today and Dick Briggs today, who comes and helps him out as well, too. Wyatt Schultz, all of our local people. But, you know, just there's so many people out there. Flow Wrestling is here, and talked to those guys for quite a while, and Andy Hamilton and Kyle Quinlan from the Wrestling Museum. And but it's a good time. It's a good time today because the rest of the week you're so busy, and you're trying to get to where you need to get to. You don't really have a lot of time to talk to people, but it's a phenomenal tournament. It's going to be a lot of fun. That first session or two can kind of take some time and get drawn out or whatever, but come Friday, things get really, really – things get good, and they also get heated, too.
Mark, is do the teams and or individual wrestlers get an allotment of tickets? Because I know Lee and Marinelli are right in their hometown or home neighborhood as well.
No, I don't think that. I don't know how the team does it. I don't know how. I think like University of Iowa has allotted like 500 tickets. How they spread them out amongst them 500 per family, per individuals and stuff like that, I don't know. It might be like four per person or something like that. And then after that, it goes down to, season ticket holders and stuff like that. And then I don't know how they do that either. Like if they go by off of, who requested as a season ticket holder, as far as seniority, you've been around the longest or whatever. But I think, though, that all the athletes get a certain amount of tickets, but if a certain athlete's not going or they're not using all their tickets, then yeah, probably, let's say a guy like Spencer Lee or, Marinelli could use, get more tickets because somebody else isn't using their tickets or not all of their tickets. So that would be my guess. I don't know that for sure.
All right.
Yeah. Mark Ironside joining us.
Ready to go, though.
He's ready to go.
He's got Joe Smith, John Smith's son, right out of the gate, first match. How'd you like to beat John Smith's son, who dropped down to 165 pounds for the first time and then draws Alex Marinelli right out of the gate first match? it's going to be – but it's – I mean, that's how it is. And then the next match, he's got a really tough kid from, it's Lock Haven. And then after that, he's got the kid that was super hot and won the Big 12s. After that, then he's got Wick. Then he's got Joseph. He's got a brawl to get through. He would have been better off losing in the Big Ten finals and getting the number two seed than beating Joseph and getting the number one seed as far as it goes to the draw for the national tournament for sure.
Well, they got a lot. Tell you what, we always say semifinals, especially when we talk here in the state of Iowa, the high school championships are always really good. But I think you're going to have the quarterfinals in the national tournament. You got some great matchups with these seeds now and how they played out that are going to be wrestled coming up on Friday morning.
Yeah, they're definitely – the quarterfinals is going to be a big, big round. There's a lot of great matchups, like you said. And the thing is because I get into a couple of drafts myself, and when you get into these drafts and stuff, you're sitting there like, okay, well, if it's, third, fourth round, who are you going to pick or whatever? It's actually when you get down to the seventh, eighth round, who are you going to go with? And to be dead honest with you, once the first three or four guys of each weight have been picked, after that, it is an absolute crapshoot. It's actually going to be so many good matches. You have no idea who to pick because so many different things could happen, scenarios and so forth. But more so, it seems like this year than in years past. I know that like 133 is loaded. That's got a lot of good weights. That's going to be some great matchups there. 141, even though it's not a tough weight class, there's just so many guys that are so close. Like anybody could win. Besides the astronaut who will probably win the whole tournament. But after that, second through eighth could be a number of different people in the way that kind of that one shakes out. So it's an interesting year, that's for sure. And it's going to be a lot of unknowns where you don't really know what's going to happen. And definitely a year where things are not going to follow true to suit when it comes to, going exactly as seeded.
Mark, Iowa State and Northern Iowa have taken nice contingents to Pittsburgh. What are the expectations, do you think, for those two teams?
What was that again? I'm sorry.
Expectations for Iowa State and you and I.
I think Iowa State, they had a great Big 12 tournament. You and I did not. It's good for Iowa State and the fact that they have a lot of momentum. That team really came on this year. They basically qualified one guy last year to the national tournament and nine this year. So I think Iowa State has a lot of momentum. They got a lot of steam rolling. I think that they're, as far as the placing goes, probably top 15 somewhere, 10th through 15th somewhere in there. And I think you and I pretty much the same. They're pretty much in the same route. They just don't have that momentum like what Iowa State does, not having a very good, Big 12s conference. They qualified seven. But like I said, this year, throughout the whole season, if Schwab's going to make something out of a team, it's going to be this team here. It's a pretty veteran team. They're a good team. They got some horses in there. They could do some big things. They could have, four or five guys on that All-American stand. And if you can get four or five guys on that All-American stand, you're going to be floating around you know, 8th to 11th, somewhere in there. If they could get a top 10 finish, that would be really, really good for you and I.
Dresser named Coach of the Year today by the National Wrestling Coaches Association. So that shows what the rest of the coaches around the country think of the job he did this year in Ames.
Well, it was recognized, that's for sure. You know, I mean, he had Iowa beat our dual meet. You know, we got kind of snuck that out and pulled that out. You know, we just had, you know, more horses and had to bring Spencer out, even though he wasn't feeling up to par. And we had a couple of guys out of the lineup, too. So, you know, we didn't have a full lineup in there or whatever. But still, that kind of, honestly, I think that dual meet early on in the year is what kind of really sparked that team and springboarded them. And I think that's when they started believing in themselves and finding some confidence as a team and as a whole, and gave Dresser some kind of fuel to go with as far as telling these guys, hey, see how good we are, see how good we can be. We just got to keep things going. You're doing the right thing, type of thing. And they pretty much just, you know, rode the coattails of that dual meet throughout the whole year. And it tell you what, it I think it paid off for them because they had the biggest Big 12. Now, all that said, this is what matters the most, though. You know, I mean, I could say that they had a great Big 12, have a lot of momentum, and you and I didn't. But you and I could have a much better national tournament than Iowa State. You know, that's, I mean, anything could happen here once you get to this point. It's the same thing at, you know, the pinnacle of any kind of sport, sporting event, no matter what kind of sport you're in or whatever. I mean, you get to playoff time and then you get to the final, you get to the championship time or something like this. And the thing is in wrestling is what people don't remember, they don't really realize and take into consideration is a lot of these wrestlers have not been tested like this the entire year. But the thing is, you can't be tested really like this for an entire year for throughout the season. There's no other tournament in the country that's a three-day tournament where you weigh in all 3 days and you're wrestling five matches or more if you get into the consolation side, but you have to wrestle that stiffer competition. It's really hard both mentally and physically to be able to put 3 days of wrestling together like that against the best people in the country when you haven't done it all year long. And that's where things kind of get haywire sometimes, because some people just aren't cut out for it. They're not made for it. They don't have a mentality for it, or they just get physically exhausted, or they get a huge crushing blow. Say someone loses on the championship side that wasn't supposed to, and then they come down, they meet up with a guy that was probably supposed to be on the consolation side, was probably going to be able to come back for an All-American honor, but now they're wrestling the number two guy that got, you know, upset or something like that. So now one of those guys isn't going to be an All-American. You see stuff like that happen all the time. So that's what, you know, that's why you love this tournament, especially come Friday, both on the championship side and the consolation side. And one of my favorite things to do is to really watch guys that get beat that shouldn't have gotten beat or weren't supposed to get beat on paper, you know, via seed, but and watch how they come back and watch how they wrestle back. And that's when you kind of really kind of see the, you know, kind of the true mark of a man and the personality and character of a person is how they, you know, handle that adversity and how they come on through on the backside, because that is not a fun situation to be in, no matter what age you are, whether you're a freshman or whether you're a senior, but just not a good spot to be in when you're supposed to have been further than what you are. And knowing that the following year to do anything else is a long, long, long ways away, and you still have to get up, you got to make weight, and you got to wrestle extremely tough opponents all over again.
You had a chance to check out the city at all, Mark?
No, but I was thinking about that. I knew you guys would be calling, so I was kind of hanging out here watching some Outlaw Josie Wales. I ended up to go get a quick workout in and then maybe do some walking around. We did find an amazing diner right across the street. It's called Ritter's. I tell you what, I ate there last night and this morning for breakfast, and my breakfast bill this morning was $5.40. And Stephen Grace and I both ate dinner over there last night for under $20. I mean, this place, this is just, I cannot believe that there's still a place in America that you can go and get two eggs, hash browns, and cheese for breakfast, and you're still under $5. It's pretty amazing. It's got the old jukebox. Like, you put quarters in, you can pick songs out of a jukebox in every booth. And this morning, we went over there for breakfast, Morningstar and Telford, Stephen Grace and I, and Tom came over and he sat down at the booth right next to us, but we were jamming some Blaze of Glory, and the lady came over and said, hey, a little early in the morning, can you tone it down just a little bit?
From Blaze of Glory. Oh, hey, how many? We had some people ask about the wrestling brackets. You got the NCAA basketball. Everybody knows about that. But there are a lot of wrestling brackets out there. Now, do you pay for, when you're in one of these things, do you pay for each bracket is a separate one? Do you do overall? Tell us how this works a little bit.
Well, you know what? I should start doing something like my own bracket and making it huge, making it like social and putting it all over social media and doing it. And it would be actually a great fundraiser for the Hawkeye Wrestling Club. Like say, you know, for me doing for the Arctic Plunge every year. So all the proceeds from this goes to, you know, what I would raise for the Arctic Plunge, and do like $20, $25 a person and stuff, and have like a fantasy type of draft. There's a buddy of mine that wrestled the same time as I did in high school, who now lives in Connecticut, and he's done it the last 2 years. He's done that same thing where it's Connecticut versus Ironside is what he calls it. And he emails all these people this draft wherever, and he creates it online, $20 to get in, and then all the proceeds he donates back to me, and they cut a check to the Hawkeye Wrestling Club for the Arctic Plunge, which is really good. But I should get my own going and make it really big. But then, so you can do, that one's based on points. Like you get, say, 1,000 points, and each wrestler, the number one seed at each weight is worth so many points. So you can just purchase, you know, or not purchase, but you got to pick 10 guys.
Right, okay.
But if you just pick all number one seeds, whatever, then you're going to be out of points, you know, in the first three picks. So you can only pick, you know, certain people, and you got to make your points work, and it's kind of hard to explain. But then there's other drafts too. Like I'm in another draft with 10 other guys, and they do it on the computer, like who gets to go first, and who gets their pick first. Like I was third this year, so they went first, second, third, but then 4th through 10th got to go twice, and they had to come all the way back down before they hit third again, before I get a pick again. So my second round pick is not until way later. And then you fill up your whole team, and then whenever someone picks someone at a certain weight, well, that person's off the board. You can't pick them anymore. Hmm. So that, I've been doing that one for probably about 20 years with the same guys, and it's an absolute blast. And what's fun about that is during the tournament Thursday, Friday, sometimes as people are listening on the radio, Stephen was laughing about this earlier, you know, I might be cheering for Michael Smith out of Appalachian State or watching the match. Like, who the heck cares about Michael Smith from Appalachian State or whatever? But he might be a guy on your team, so you're trying to follow him or whatever. And then you're also cheering against, you know, other people's guys. You want them to lose, so that helps your team and so forth. It just keeps you really in tuned into the tournament and stuff like that. Or say someone has like a 2 or 3 seed, they go down the second round, it's like, oh my God, who had him? And next thing you know, the texts start flying and stuff like that. So there's a lot of good stuff with that. But I think next year, that other one that we do, that the guy out of Connecticut does, that'd be a good thing to do for a fundraiser for Hawkeye Wrestling Club and the Arctic Plunge for me.
Yeah, I've been getting emails from Doug Titus on the Connecticut one. And
yeah, Doug.
Yeah. And he said I got a text or an email around noontime that already matched last year's contributions with some time to go yet. So that's a good thing.
Right, yeah. I didn't even know you were on that. That's awesome. You should do that if you haven't done it yet. But, you know, something like that, that's exactly what I'm talking about doing. And he just, you know, being Doug out there, he just, you know, doesn't know as many people. But I think if I did it online and put it on social media and stuff, it'd get really, really big and be a lot of fun. And, I mean, if he only did like $20 a person, $20, $25 a person, so basically that money is going towards the Hawkeye Wrestling Club, I think you get a lot of people to do it versus some of these other drafts. You know, it's $100 a person to get in or whatever, you know, but it's also a lot bigger of a payout. But it's fun.
I'd recommend checking out the legalities, Mark, and then going ahead with it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not getting the money, so I wouldn't. Yeah. I think it's all good, but yeah, just got to be smart on some of that stuff or whatever. So.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll keep you in the loop. I'll keep you in the loop, Mark.
Okay, sounds good.
Keeping us in the loop out there. All right, should be fun. Should be an outstanding tournament. Going to be great. And we'll talk about it when you get back next week, and we'll see how she plays out. And there's got to be at least one bald one there in the arena. There's always one. The bald one that wrestled is always
there. I think it's
there.
Billy. Yeah, he's here again.
Okay.
Yeah, Billy's he's a analysis or something for ESPN every year. I think he does the interviews with the guys come Friday or Saturday or something.
That's incentive to win. Thanks, Mark.
All right, fellas. Well, I'm sure you'll be following. So go Hawks, and hopefully it's a good, fun week, and we get a lot to cheer about. And then we'll be on to Minneapolis next year, a lot closer to home.
All right, have fun in Pittsburgh.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Mark Ironside with Bobby Telford in the background, talking to us and watching the Outlaw Josie Wales and playing. Did he say Blaze of Glory by Bon Jovi or Blades of Glory, the Will Ferrell?
You know, I'm not sure.
Movie track.
Which, bet it was Bon Jovi.
I got to think it was Bon Jovi. Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to pin somebody on the wall there telling the wrestlers to stop playing their music so loud early in the morning. Oh, good stuff right there. Mark's appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. We're going to take a break. Come back. We'll tell you who our final four picks are. We'll get your final four picks on the text line at 319-366-1600. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. First of all, we're going to get an extra point. It's brought to you by Brick Alley in Uptown Marion.
Every block, every basket, every win. Don't miss a moment of tournament action. Grab your crew and head to Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar in Uptown Marion. Watch the games on a 180-inch big screen with stadium seating, 20 beers on tap, and drink specials. They have two rooms available for private party rentals, too. Basketball at Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar on 7th Avenue in Uptown Marion. And weekdays after work, come in for happy hour from 3 to 6. And trivia Wednesday nights at 7.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Cain.
I just know this is going to fundamentally change college football. This is as close as we're going to get. Without monetary compensation, this is as close as we're going to get to full-on free agency. There's a value to be taught to living up to your word. There's a value to be taught to fighting through a depth chart. There's a value to be taught to living through hard times to get to your moment. But if coaches are allowed to leave a program and go to another one, I don't see any reason why players shouldn't be allowed to do the same. If you're stuck somewhere and your major essentially is football and it's your best immediate path forward for employment, you should be able to transfer around and find your best employment. In the end, I would say let these players transfer without sitting out a year. That would be my position. I just wouldn't make a mockery of the hardship waiver. Just get rid of it. And let these guys go wherever they want and get ready for college football to be different.
Get more from Will Cain today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops, your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
The Adam Schefter Podcast.
Huge cost to absorb to get rid of a great player like Antonio Brown in a franchise that once was set up with the Killer Bees is down to one Killer Bee. And he's going to need the support of James Conner and Juju Smith-Schuster now to keep the Steelers afloat in the AFC North, where I actually think the Cleveland Browns might be the favorite to win that division.
The Adam Schefter Podcast. Listen or subscribe on the ESPN app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
O'Reilly. When your battery goes dead, everything could come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Uber has been doing a ton of great things this last year, and Uber Rewards is going to make you love Uber even more. With Uber Rewards, you'll get rewarded for things you're already doing. Every eligible dollar you spend on rides and Uber Eats earns you points that unlock amazing benefits, like Uber Cash, complimentary surprise upgrades, flexible cancellations, and so much more. Your life is about to get more rewarding thanks to Uber. Get all the info and terms at uber.com/rewards. That's uber.com/rewards.
I had to do that for Mark. All right, there you go. What they were apparently jamming out to, eating breakfast in Pittsburgh at a diner that you can get a good meal for under $5 this morning. Mark Ironside joining us. We're going to go from wrestling to some basketball here. By the way, we've got 2 4-pack of Colonel's tickets we're going to give away. We'll do that coming up here before 4 o'clock. And a BNA update as well. But if you want to let us know your picks or your national champion, love to hear it. 319-366-1600 on the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertina Stocker Jewelers located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. Also have our Emil's Hideaway poll question up and ready to go for you at KGYMradio.com. Brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. And it deals with Iowa and Iowa State.
Over and under combined NCAA tournament wins for Iowa and Iowa State. The line has been set at 2.5. You going under or over?
That's a good question. It's a good question right there. Go ahead and vote KGYMradio.com and let us know your picks for the national champion. I have a feeling a lot of people are going to have the same team as their national champion. Kyle joining us here in studio. And just go ahead. Give me your final four. Give your final four and your national champion.
My final four is Duke, Gonzaga, Tennessee, and Auburn.
Oh, Bruce Pearl.
Auburn's team snuck in there. I actually did not think that this was how it's going to shake out, but it's just how it happened. I have Duke winning over Tennessee.
Ah.
I do have Duke winning.
Well, I might as well go now, too, because I have Duke over Tennessee.
Oh.
With no influence from former KGYM personality.
Tennessee's a good
Tyler
team.
Tyler Ryder. Duke, Michigan. I've got Michigan in there. Love John Beilein. Tennessee and Kentucky to play for a fourth time in a national semifinal. Which has me a little bit nervous because Tennessee has won 2 of the 3 so far, I believe. So that would make it 3 out of 4, but I got Duke beating Tennessee, and I think a lot of people are going to have Duke around a lot of the brackets. Do you have Duke, Mark?
Well, I have Duke in the Final Four.
Okay.
Yes. I also have Texas Tech to beat Florida State.
I have Florida State in the Elite Eight.
Yeah. I haven't beaten Gonzaga.
Okay. I do, too.
Duke and Texas Tech on one side, Virginia and North Carolina on the other. I've got Duke beating Virginia in the national championship.
So all three of us have Duke winning the national championship.
Yeah.
What can you do?
Well, it means they won't win.
Yeah, probably.
More than likely are not going to win this. So Mark and I are both big Florida State fans coming up next week in the Sweet 16, right?
Who do you got beating Texas Tech? Michigan?
I have Michigan beating Texas Tech.
Yep. Buffalo.
Buffalo, okay.
Buffalo's a good team.
Well, now that I've taken Texas Tech to the Final Four, that tells everybody out there to go against them.
Who do you? Anybody have a real dark horse? I mean, Texas Tech is a 3, but, you know, I don't know if that's a dark horse. I don't see anybody like Loyola jumping up there this year.
I have a couple early on. I've got Murray State beating Marquette.
Yep. I do, too.
12 over a 5, and I have Liberty over Mississippi State.
See, I have Mississippi State winning 2 games. I've seen them. That is a good team, and Howland's a good coach.
Hey, have you seen Liberty?
I have seen Liberty.
if there's one upset that I just want to throw out there and let everybody know that I have marked down, it is Northeastern upsetting Kansas in round 1.
Mm.
That is probably my biggest one. Northeastern, a very good shooting team.
I got Auburn beating Kansas. I don't have Kansas going back to Kansas City. I just don't have any faith in them this year. I don't know.
How about Iowa and Iowa State? Where do you have those?
I got Iowa State winning 2.
I've got Iowa State winning 2 as well, and I was tempted to pick the Cyclones over Kentucky. But I think really tough first couple games against Ohio State and Houston, and I've got Iowa losing to Cincinnati.
I do, too.
I've got Iowa State all the way into the Elite Eight losing to Auburn. And part of that is actually because I also have Wofford upsetting Kentucky in there. Wofford, another good shooting team. So I actually have Iowa State beating Ohio State, Houston, and then Wofford, and then losing to Auburn, and then Iowa loses to Cincinnati, of course.
Yeah. All right, what do you have out there? Go ahead and go to kgymradio.com. Get your brackets ready to go. The KGYM Bracket Challenge presented by Imon Communications. Going to take a break. As we go to break, going to give you an opportunity to pick up some Colonels tickets, family four packs. We've got two of them left over as the Colonels will be at home on April the 4th to open their 2019 season at Perfect Game Field Veterans Memorial Stadium. Callers 6 and 7. You'll be out there at the ballpark, 319-366-1600, 6 and 7. You're going to be our winners today. We'll come back and let you know who those folks are and get you ready to go for a very special night of Bowling Night in America when we come back.
Prospect Meadows opens this May in the Corridor. This brand new baseball and softball complex will provide local kids with new opportunities, host teams from around the Midwest, and offer real economic impact locally. It also features the only special needs field in our area. Be part of Prospect Meadows. For a limited time only, they're offering custom inscribed baseballs to be featured on their Rotary donor wall at the main entrance. Reserve yours this week at prospectmeadows.com. Proceeds from the donor wall will help complete this first-class complex and give all children a place to play.
If we build it, they will come.
You don't always notice the things that need to be remodeled or repaired at your business, but your customers do. Keep everything welcoming and looking sharp with Jackson Remodeling and Repair. Whatever your business needs, design, remodeling, repair, they'll take care of it. The owners at Jackson Remodeling and Repair personally visit each job site to make sure things are staying on schedule and meeting your expectations.
Go the distance.
Call them for a quote. Jackson Remodeling and Repair, 319-214-6943.
In sports, as in life, the best rise to the top. That's how college brackets work. And it's how Third Base Brewery has curated their in-house brews for the past 20 years. Only the greatest survive. Maybe that's why friends come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in and watch the madness unfold at Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. 356 back with you, and Ryan in Cedar Rapids and Casey in Cedar Rapids. Congratulations. You're going to be there on opening day at Vet Stadium as the Colonels will be in action on Thursday, April the 4th. Tickets are on sale right now. Stop by the box office or go to the Colonels website. All right. We'll have one eye, one ear on the first four, but there's some serious bowling happening tonight. Our May City Bowl is proud to sponsor our Bowling Night in America preview. They are located on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Mark, the trophy case is empty right now. The sports offices, you go by, auspiciously empty because it's game week.
Yeah, we have Duke, North Carolina, and we got Bears, Packers, and then there's the Rusty Nails and the Pen Pals. Each and every meeting.
Don't need to say more.
We get together. It's not for the Lombardi Trophy or anything like that, but it is for the wonderful satin schmedium jacket with May City Bull emblazoned on the back. It's been in our residence for a while.
It's been a while.
But it will be on display and contended for tonight as we get together with the Pen Pals. Lanes 29 and 30. Tickets still available.
But going fast. You and I are both off.
Yes.
But I will be there. I will bring the jacket and see what happens tonight.
Well, the Young Bucks need to get it done then, don't they?
Yes, they do. Don't want to come back empty-handed.
Yeah, our friend Joel Downer had a 300 last night.
Congratulations to Joel.
Bulls in our league, but last night he had a 300 as well. So
yeah. So Yeah. Enjoy the basketball coming up. We got wall-to-wall basketball through Sunday and then next week as well. Stay tuned. Tom Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just